Welcome to Unstoppable Real Hospitality. Your host, Arjun Sella. Our guest today will be Lori Iannone. She is an amazing chef, a pastry chef. She's been in business over 30 years. And we're going to learn all about her, how she started and where she's going, her goal and her experience. The reason we do the podcast is to inspire the younger chefs, younger pastry chefs, the younger restaurateurs, so they don't make mistakes in their life. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hi, Arjun. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. Okay. How's your day so far?
So far, my day is busy.
Always busy.
So far, my day is busy. Yes.
Please introduce yourself.
Okay. I'm Lori Iannone.
And please, tell us something about your background, how you started this business. Please, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. So, when I was 13 years old, I wanted to go buy a pair of Jordache jeans, and my mother told me it wasn't in the budget. You have to get a job. So I said, okay. And there was a sign in the local town pizzeria, Bob's Family Pizzeria and Restaurant in Suffern, New York, that said pizza box folder wanted. Okay, I could do that.
Okay.
So I went in, I got the job. Right after school every day for 2 hours, and I think I made $10 a day. It was a long time ago.
Wow, that's a great paycheck.
Okay. So I folded boxes, but I was intrigued by pizza making. I thought, Wow, that is so cool.
How old you were at that time?
I was 13.
Wow.
I was 13 years old. So I wanted to learn how to make pizza. But John Falbo, the owner, told me I couldn't make pizza until I learned everything else in the restaurant. And basically,
that's a great mentor.
Every single thing, starting from how to fold pizza boxes to washing dishes to cleaning the floor and the bathroom and the tables to rolling pizza dough and doing all of those things. And he knew I really wanted to learn how to make the pizza, but he knew that I would stay employed with him if he taught me everything else and kept stringing me along.
Uh-huh.
And finally, he taught me how to make the pizza.
Great strategy.
So I did, and I worked there until I was 18 years old.
Wow.
He taught me how to wait tables. He taught me how to clean dishes.
Basically,
every single thing.
That's a
huge education in 5 years.
And plus, you're getting paid.
And I got paid. And I got to eat all the pizza and the meatball parmesan heroes that I wanted.
That's cool.
Which are today That's still cool. two of my very favorite things to eat. So I wanted to learn. I wanted to cook. He taught me how to make the sauce. He taught me how to make the meatballs. Okay. He taught me how to make all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved it. And I loved the people. And I loved the action in the restaurant.
Wow.
I just liked the action. And I liked the camaraderie between the employees. It was just a lot of fun. And it didn't feel like work.
Wow. That's very important.
It really didn't.
Now the younger kids, they think if you put them to work, they say, oh, that's so tiring.
Their brain thinks it's getting tired.
Right. But that's amazing. That's a great mindset.
That was what he taught me.
After that, did you get a better education?
I was going to go to regular college. My parents wanted me to be a marine biologist. So I started college and I hated it. It wasn't for me. So I said, I got to go to cooking school. So off to cooking school I went. And I only wanted to cook. I didn't really like baking because it was so precise and it was so rigid.
Okay.
And it took a lot of patience, and I didn't have any patience back then. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go.
So
I finished. I got a job in another restaurant, local Eureka House, next to my house, and cooking, which I loved. And I went in, and I was so happy to learn something new every day. I think the first thing that they taught me how to make was their shrimp scampi their way, and that was all I wanted to make was shrimp scampi.
Wow.
So time went on, and then I went to a place called Boodles in Hackensack. And I applied
That's New Jersey, yes.
In New Jersey, mm-hmm. I moved. Mm-hmm. I got an apartment close to Hackensack, and they hired me. And one day, their bartender didn't come to work. Mm. And they said, could you do this? I said, sure, I could do that. So I did it. And I liked it.
Wow.
I liked it.
What a change.
What
from
a
the
change
kitchen.
From the kitchen.
Did you have any experience bartending?
No, not okay. a single thing. A friend of mine, Dominic, taught me everything I knew. I didn't even wait a table. They stuck me in the dining room then, waiting tables, which I also found that I loved.
Okay.
So I waited tables
kind of
there.
Like the action, the reaction.
I like the moving.
Moving, yes.
I like the people.
Talking
I like
to people, yeah. Yes.
Now I was putting on makeup and my hair was done. I was looking pretty.
And you started liking it even more.
And I was making 2 times the money in half the time that I was making in the kitchen.
Wow.
So that's kind of where I landed. And okay. I stayed there for 20 years.
Wow.
I stayed there for 20 years as a waitress and then a bartender.
Okay.
And after that, I decided to open my own restaurant.
Okay. How did the idea came up to open your
I always restaurant? Wanted my own restaurant.
Okay.
I always
you
wanted my
it.
Own
You're, you
I
thought that
it.
You were ready to
I
to
thought
open.
I was ready. I wasn't yeah? ready.
Okay.
I could cook. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know anything about management.
Okay.
I did not choose my partners wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, you decide to open it.
But I opened it. Anyway.
Okay, you open it, and how long took that? Because build a new building,
we bought an old building, uh-huh. and we were going to renovate it, mm-hmm. and it was in such disrepair that we had to really build a new building.
Okay,
which we did.
Okay, and how long?
And it took 6 months because mm-hmm. Charles Raimondo was the contractor mm-hmm. and the builder, and he did it in 6 months. Not a very big building, but he made a beautiful building out of it.
Wow.
And with the help of a lot of friends,
okay.
Great friends and help. Mm-hmm. One of the partners had a lot of money, which was great.
Okay.
So it allowed us to do everything
to
we wanted to
faster,
do,
yes.
make it faster, mm-hmm. and we did it.
Okay.
And it was very successful and very busy, and I loved every minute of it, mm-hmm. but I still lacked management skills.
Okay.
Really
So that's why that's one of the mistakes, you know.
Big mistake.
You learned.
But I learned. There was more than one mistake there, but that was one of my biggest.
Of course. But that was the first time you became a restaurant owner.
Right. Yes. And it kept me away from my family
mm-hmm.
because I was there all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as much fun as it was not such a great experience because mm-hmm. I wasn't home.
Wow.
And I couldn't do everything all at once.
Yes.
And, time management was something that I was really wrestling with and to this day still wrestle with, but much better.
Because you make your own decisions,
right.
You know what it takes.
I know what it takes now.
You learn.
I learned.
You learn baby steps.
I learned.
You learn. Wow. Then after that, you sold your partnership because you thought that it's not for you.
No.
It's not for you.
It just wasn't a good partnership.
Yes.
So I bowed out. They got the restaurant.
Well, that's a great decision from your side. Yes.
I went to work for Louis
okay.
at Lunello's.
Okay. That's in New Jersey
In Cedar
also.
Grove, New okay. Jersey, mm-hmm. as a bartender.
Okay.
And I started We Need the Dough, my little baby.
How the idea came up?
Well,
because you say you like sweets when
I didn't like it. What happened was, while I was at the restaurant, mm-hmm. I would make these cookies
mm-hmm.
and paint them with the logo on say thank you and give them to the customers.
Yes,
I started actually doing that.
Part
in
of
Boodles,
the hospitality.
Part of our hospitality.
Yes.
I started doing that.
Thanks to your customers.
Right. Exactly.
That's a great, gesture from your side, right. Yes.
Well, it was really all I could do
because
some of my customers.
Absolutely.
Because, they were so gracious and so generous, and, I wanted to give them something from me. So
that's so beautiful.
I didn't even know I could decorate a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So I started We Need the Dough cookies, and I started selling them. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I had a partner for a little while.
Okay.
And, he went on his way, and I kept We Need the Dough. I really believed it was going to be something.
See, that's the key. If you believe on something, that's how you become successful.
Right. And now we're really busy. We have 6 employees. We do cakes, wedding cakes, corporate gifts. We do dessert tables. We do restaurant desserts. We do a lot of fun things, beautiful things.
You do online?
We have an online business. You can order through our website.
And what's the website?
And the website is weneedthedoughcookies.com.
And question, I heard from somebody that you have really good marketing strategies. How you started? How you start marketing your?
Well, I was told that I had very bad marketing strategies a long time ago.
Well, other people thought the opposite.
Right, and I was told to join Facebook and Instagram, and I did. And we just post pictures, and we talk about what we do, and where the cakes are going, and you know. People are happy.
And people,
they like the pictures.
Exactly. But also, they love the product.
And they like the product.
Because you're doing an amazing product.
Our product is made with love and all natural ingredients.
Well, that's
the
key. And
we really do try our best to make it amazing.
That's the key. Well, it's how you call it? I just read the Bloomberg a couple days ago, and the restaurant business, or how call everybody's against how call pastry chefs. They're all against how call sweets now because everybody's watching their weight, their how call health, and it's very hard to be in this business, this niche. And you're kind of striving and you're making a difference. You know, do you use any how call like you say using all natural ingredients? You ever thought about going vegan?
Oh, funny you should say that, Arjun.
Okay.
Because we did just acquire Alt Eats Cafe in Hohokus, and it is a vegan and vegetarian cafe.
And
we do breakfast and lunch and vegan baked goods.
Oh, my God.
So, yes.
Wow.
That's really fun.
That's something like, you know, wow. Tell me what you do there.
So, every day we make a different special. Mm-hmm. For soup, we have a sandwich special, a salad special, a soup special, a dessert special. And we just, like I said, we just do lunch. We have a regular menu. And people come in, they want to eat clean. They want to eat vegan. They want to eat vegetarian. We do have a small portion of our menu and our fare for the regular folks, too, that want to eat just whatever, you know, that's not vegan and vegetarian.
Okay.
Normal food, for a lack of a better term, and it's fun. It's
I want to talk about also the called the desserts because you have vegan desserts.
We have vegan desserts. Yes.
How you make those desserts?
It's pretty tricky because
I'm interested. I want to know.
Eggs and butter are the foundation for the best desserts in the world,
yes.
And you have to take them out of your recipes.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm constantly looking for a new replacement. There's egg replacer. We use applesauce in a lot of our cookies.
Okay. Natural sugar.
All natural, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Natural
yes.
sugar. No animal products.
Okay.
We use a lot of coconut butter.
Okay.
Almond butter, cashew butter.
Well, that's, you know, people have to
crazy.
Know that.
Yeah.
So they believe that, you know, it's
right.
It's like all, because a lot of people, they say it's vegan, but they don't know what's inside, you know?
Right.
So it's
right.
good to know all these ingredients. And thank you for sharing that call information with us.
Well, you're welcome.
Another thing is I just want to, for the future, heck all generation chefs and pastry chefs, when you purchased the place, was existing business or was closed business?
It was existing.
Okay.
It was already a vegan and vegetarian restaurant.
And how they did?
They did very well.
Okay.
When they opened and they did very, very well. And then they had a little snafu there. Their chef left.
Okay.
And they decided that they were going to reduce their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going to be drinks and smoothies and a few things that their regular staff could handle to make on their
okay.
own.
Okay. And what happened?
And the business, you know, the business kind of waned a little bit.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't really what they did. The gentleman that owned it is a hair guru. He owns Eric Alt Salons. He's the most amazing salon owner in the world, I think. He's just awesome. Mm-hmm. He's fabulous at what he does. He's just a terrific guy all around. And he, you
and
know,
he
this
owns
was something.
A lot of heckle salons all around New Jersey.
He owns salons all over Bergen County. Mm-hmm. And he's successful and busy, and he's just great at that. And mm-hmm. the cafe was something that he really always wanted to do, but it's not really what he does.
Yes.
So when he called and asked if I'd like to take it, I couldn't wait.
And wow.
We bumped up the menu, and we're busier and busier every day.
You expand the menu.
Yes.
You also run specials.
We run specials every
day. And you're always looking for new ingredients.
Always. Always looking for a new recipe, new ingredients. It's exciting because it's something that I never did before. So
you just like to take a risk. But you believe on your risk.
I believe it. I believe in it. Yeah.
Because you know you're going to make it.
So far, certainly hope so.
Whenever you touched, you made
so
it.
So far. I don't know.
God bless you. But were you, in 5 and 10 years, were you thinking, what's your goal? Where you want to be? You got two businesses going.
I have two businesses.
Same time. Plus, also you work, you know,
I work in another restaurant as a bartender for Louis.
Yes. How do you manage that?
It's, you know what? It's
because you learn from your mistakes.
I am.
So now you learn time management, right. Also managing, you know, the restaurants.
How do I manage
and your,
that?
Yes.
It's, you know, I write everything down. Okay. I just make sure that I'm prepared for what I need for the week. And I actually view Lunello's as one of the more fun parts of my week.
Okay.
I go on Wednesdays and Fridays for lunch, and I see people that I really enjoy being around. I get...
This kind of gives you motivation?
Right. Gives me a little
motivation. It's like relaxation.
It's relaxing.
You're going
it's
to work, but you're kind of
relaxing.
And it's busy, too. It's not
it
like
is.
Just like... But you're just enjoying it.
I
you
enjoy
love
it, and it's...
It's like going out.
I don't have to think about what
yes.
I'm doing.
Okay, so
it's
that's
like
gives
second
you a little
nature.
Break.
It gives me a little mental break.
Okay,
it really does. And it is like a social life, and it is like I'm going out, because I get to see all sorts of people that I love to see. And I get a great meal twice a week, because where do you get a better meal than Lunello's in Cedar Grove? And then I make a few bucks.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's
it
a
works.
Win-win-win.
Exactly.
It's a win-win-win.
Tell me, explain to how your day starts and how your day ends.
I wake
what
up.
Time you wake
I wake up,
up
at about 5:30. Okay. Just that's when I wake up. Mm-hmm. I don't put an alarm on. My eyes open, and most days I go, "What day is this?"
Okay.
I say to my husband, "What day is this? Is this Tuesday? Is this Thursday?" And then I know what I have to do for those days, and then I just get up and do my thing. And that's it. I know whether I'm going to go to the bakery first or the cafe first.
Okay.
You know, my days are plotted out.
Okay.
And then I just go. Get up and go.
Exactly. And how about training new employees? How that works? At your bakery, you probably have different strategy. And you're a high quality cafe, you have different strategy.
Yes.
Can you explain if you can?
Well, they need to be two different styles of people.
Mm-hmm.
At the bakery, obviously they have to know how to bake, decorate, move quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be clean,
mm-hmm.
and they have to want to do this. There's a lot of repetition here, and you know, it could get a little boring.
Okay.
And we're always under the gun for time. Everything's got a time limit. You have to have this out by 12 o'clock on this day, that out by this. Someone's picking this up at 9 a.m.
Yes.
So but I'm not so concerned if they're real personable or not, because they don't really have to deal with the clientele.
Okay.
So that's at the bakery. At the cafe, they have to be smiling, happy, upbeat. They have to want to work. They need energy. They have to present themselves well and present all
things
well.
Do you motivate them? Do you give them a hint? Do you talk to them?
I talk to them every day.
A lot of people come in different moods.
Yeah, no. We talk every day. I try to talk to everybody every day. And we talk about what's going to happen during the day, what the specials are. I let them decide sometimes what they want to make for specials. You know,
that's a beautiful
one of my
idea.
Employees there, Stephanie, loves to cook, and she loves to find new recipes and try things out.
Okay.
So she's excited to do it too.
That's very important. So that type of employees too.
You know, so they have to be.
Makes your life easier.
It does. It does. Yes. And they have to be excited about what they're doing. Uh-huh. So they present that to the clientele. Wow. So it is different.
Yes,
you know,
it is different.
Maybe we come in here and somebody's a little grumpy or not feeling well, but they're still doing their job and it's okay.
Yes,
because they don't have to be, you know, happy and smiling. But at the cafe, you got to be happy and smiling because customers don't want to come in and see you grumpy.
Exactly. Absolutely, yes.
So
that's a good I call a idea, because a lot of people, they go to work and they think it's just a job. And but when you're happy, everything comes to you.
Right.
Customer treats you better, they take care of you better, and your life will be much easier. Just a smile.
Truth, brother.
Yes. Yes. Another question. What kind of message you can give to the future? I call it
generation of restaurateurs and entrepreneurs.
What they have to do to be successful?
They have to do their homework, follow their dream, and be prepared to work very hard, because it doesn't happen by just wanting it.
Yes. And Lori, thank you for the interview. It was an honor to interview you. Aww. I hope everybody's, you know, will suck that heck all information and put it to work.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you, Arjun.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.